Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, I'm confused. It's Wednesday, but it's not 9:30. It's 5:30 p.m. Central Time.
This is what happens when your podcast hosts decide to schedule other things when their podcast usually airs.
Oh, well, what'd you do that for then?
I didn't schedule anything.
Well, I figured we had to have a podcast, and people can listen at the regular time.
I am not one of the hosts.
Yes, you are.
I am a guest.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But ladies and gentlemen, the lovely at Benjamin Cruzy.
All right.
We'll change that. You'll become a host, finally, as of next week, then. We'll change that.
Let me, I have to, let's wait until I clear some things up.
Oh.
No, I'm a guest.
Well, then you're a guest. Excellent. Ben is a permanent guest on the Sumi the Cat Lady
Don't
show.
Say.
You act like everyone listens to this, Ben. You're so silly.
Okay.
But no, I have a date tonight with my invisible boyfriend, so we didn't do the podcast last week, and the reason for that was a dude was busy, as he's busy today, and I was feeling under the weather, and I knew you would say yes if I asked you to podcast, and so I decided I just wouldn't ask you, and I went to bed at 6 p.m.
Okay, that's
night.
Fine.
Just to make life confusing. So if you're listening live, of course, tweet in hashtag Meowcast. If you are listening at the normal time, which is to be expected, tweet in hashtag Meowcast anyway. I just won't get to read them live on the show.
This is like the pre-taped call-in show.
Yes. Yes.
If you're listening to this when you're expecting to listen to this, we'll answer those next week. If you wanted to talk today, you should have tweeted earlier. Download an episode of Mr. Show. It's worth it.
Mr. Show?
Yes.
What is that?
Mr. Show, it was a sketch show on HBO with David Cross and who's the guy in Better Call Saul? Bob Odenkirk. But David Cross, Bob Odenkirk, they did a sketch show on HBO in the mid-90s, and one of their best ones was the pre-taped call-in show, which was just genius, absolute genius.
Well, never heard of any of those people, but I will look it up just for you, Ben.
All right.
So, today...
Okay.
Our buddy at Meg Grupa, who you know as Punky, tweeted in actually a picture using hashtag Meowcast, and it is a picture of this gentleman. He kind of looks like you. And it says, "Hello, ladies," at the top.
How
and it
dare
says,
you say
you
this
and...
almost looks like me? Do you know how insulting that is?
He's cute.
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's weird
Whatever.
Looking.
Okay, fine. You look
so
nothing like him.
It's a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and on top it screams "Hello, ladies," and then a giant photo of a weird looking man.
Okay.
Go ahead, continue.
Did
your
you want,
explanation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is your
then
show.
Then it
your
says.
Show.
Okay, well, you were looking at it, so I thought you were going to, you know, go all radio professional on me and just take over. So he put on there, do you
enjoy
football?
A true radio professional doesn't step on the host, which I just did just now.
Right. So, he writes on here, do you enjoy foot rubs? Do you like winning? Do you love the finer things in life like Outback Steakhouse and White Zinfandel? And that's on the left side of his picture, if you're looking at his picture. Do you want to read the right side of his picture?
Yes. How about SEC football, Yeti coolers, or fireball shots, charms, sophistication, SUVs, upper middle class income, frat sweeps, and 6 inches? Question mark. If this interests you, please call Clark After Dark. I'm 31, single and ready to mingle. If you play your cards right, you might even get wifed up. And then it's like one of those guitar lesson things where he's printed his phone number on the bottom and then cut it. This is
like the little hanging tabs that you can rip off to.
This is a joke. Not that whoever took the photo was making the joke, but I think the person who posted this was making the joke.
Who posted it?
No, I think in my opinion, I think someone just made this up. If this is some guy's honest idea of meeting women is to post stuff on the bulletin board, post no bills. So I'm just guessing someone found a photo of a weird looking guy, made this up, cut a bunch of phone numbers on the bottom, tore one off before posting it. So it's like, oh, see, he's a catch. He's in demand.
There is one tab missing from the picture.
Right. Whenever you put one of those up, you always take a couple just to make people like, oh, if I want this, I got to get this.
Right. Well, okay, so Mad Mike tweeted in earlier that he knew he should have made up one of those years ago. And
who?
Sheep the Moon, Mad Mike.
Okay.
Our buddy Mad Mike. And then Sheep the Moon tweeted in that he should have back in his single days.
Oh, okay.
Sheep the Moon tweeted in, damn, the Outback and White Zinfandels, I can't compete with that game. And then Mad Mike wrote back that he would change Outback for Olive Garden and White Zin for Malbec, but it's pretty good. What's Malbec?
I will counter with Golden Corral and Two Buck Truck.
Wow. But, okay, here's my question for you, Ben. Should I try this? Making up for Cat Lady? Because that's funny. I think it's hilarious, and I think it would work for me.
It's funny. It's just I don't think the success rate on this will be very high.
Well, that's okay. I've been online dating with pure failure so far. So, what do I have to lose, really? That may be some pride, but, you know, that went out the window a long time ago.
I mean, if you're going to do it for a lark, do it for a lark, but you're not going to genuinely find someone doing this.
You don't know that.
I'm such a pessimist.
You are. You totally are. Look on the bright side. Be optimistic, Benjamin.
I was optimistic once. It was terrible.
Oh. No, I'm going to think about that because I think that's kind of funny. You'll have to help me write it when I decide that it's time.
It's just, I don't know how many men out there are looking for. This is a conversation I had recently with someone, is we hide how weird we truly are. Because
I don't.
We want people to think we're normal. And then you try to hope you find someone that whose weird matches your weird so you can finally be yourself. So
sure.
Maybe you got to find your weird.
Oh no,
so
I
maybe
this
will work.
And I wave that freak flag quite high.
No. No, you need to find your weird in another man.
Oh, yes. No, I'm aware. I think I have found it in Rupert Kyle Tatum.
Who's that?
That's my invisible boyfriend.
So, explain this to me. I saw a couple of tweets about this. I understand you talked about this on your other podcast.
Yes.
But this is online service where you give some money to this website and they will text you like 100 times and leave 10 voicemails So that you can,
and
like,
send you
what,
a handwritten note.
So you can, what, show your friends that, no, really. Look, I have evidence.
Yes.
And why wasn't it called
Canadian
Boyfriend?
I wanted to see what it was all about.
Okay.
So I signed up for it, and because I listed that I'm a journalist or something, I got some, you know, trial run at it.
Oh, all right.
So that was a perk. But it was funny because in my mind I was like, okay, like they're going to be like, I mean, it's a real person sending you text messages. It's a bunch of different people, actually, I assume, that people just log into the system.
I would assume
and
that. I would
messages.
Assume that they would have loaded. I would assume they would have loaded a computer with a bunch of automated responses.
That's what I initially thought, but then when I got responses back that couldn't possibly have been auto-generated, I started looking into it more, and they use crowdsource, so it's actual people behind there.
Okay, I see.
But I
like
assumed,
Mechanical Turk.
Sure. I thought
everybody
that,
who
know,
understands
I would send
web
a message.
Services will get that one.
I thought I'd send a message and then I'd get a response back, and as long as I was texting, I would get a text back, and that was kind of how that was going to go. But I was wrong, because I tried it the first day and sent a couple messages and then forgot about it for like a day and a half, and I randomly got a text message from my invisible boyfriend that said, whoa.
Did you try to ghost
he...
your invisible boyfriend?
Kind of. But he didn't let me.
Disrespect.
He texted, whoa, did you know if you die alone in Amsterdam with no family, a poet will write you a poem and recite it at your funeral? I know that's kind of morbid, but isn't that cool? Just randomly, Sunday night. Like, what? So I just wrote back, did you know if you die alone anywhere with cats, they're going to eat your face?
Are you actually in a relationship with this guy now?
With me? With Rupert?
Yeah.
We have a date tonight.
Congratulations.
I can't get anyone to go to the show with me, so my invisible boyfriend and I are going.
No, it's for those that are interested to know, the reason why we're doing the show early is because Cat Lady here has tickets to a show at the usual time, and she tried to get me, except I went with my girlfriend about 3 weeks ago to the same show.
It wasn't that good. You want to see it again?
It's very good. It's a very, very good show. But it might be weird if I take my girlfriend to the show, run into the manager of that theater who I know, she meets my girlfriend, and then I'm there 3 weeks later with another girl.
That you say, this is my friend Cat Lady, except you use my real name
in
public?
And then my manager friend will go, sure, I'll keep a secret, wink, wink.
You tell your girlfriend, hey, Cat Lady got a free ticket. She doesn't have anyone to go with her. I'm going to go to this.
No. You don't understand. My girlfriend will be fine. A little confused
that
I'm going to go see the same show twice. But she'd be fine. It's convincing my friend who is that, no, this is some, I know I'm going to the same show and now with a different girl, but trust me, that was my girlfriend. Regardless of what I say, she's going to think I'm cheating on my girlfriend and tell all my other friends, hey, I saw Ben cheating on his girlfriend.
I really don't think so, because then you say, go and listen to the Soon to Be Cat Lady podcast and listen to that discussion.
That's a rather ridiculous alibi. Because what if I'm saying all of on this podcast merely to give myself that alibi? What if I really was cheating on my girlfriend? Aha! Nah.
Well, you're not with
just
me.
Think of that.
You are certainly not with me.
No, you have an imaginary Canadian boyfriend.
He's not Canadian. He's from Las Vegas. We met at Starbucks.
You met at Tim Hortons. Admit it. You had Timbits.
Oh, speaking of your girlfriend, Ben.
He voted NDP in his writing. Don't we have a listener in Canada? She's going to get all those
books.
Yes.
Okay, good, because I sure didn't. Speaking of your girlfriend.
Yes.
I want to bring up something super annoying that you do when you are out with your girlfriend that I just don't understand. I mean, I kind of understand, but I don't understand.
Oh, God.
You and I
and
your girlfriend went out, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, there was some show that we went to. It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed going out.
Right, but and I've seen you with your girlfriend several times.
Yeah.
And
oh,
you
God,
never stop touching
here?
Her, ever, ever. Like, have you ever not touched your girlfriend, like constantly?
I thought this was the point of having a girlfriend.
No. How many people do you see out and about that you're like, whoa, they're dating because they just keep touching each other? Nobody. You never see that.
Wait, what? So it's a bad thing that I had my arm around her for the in the theater. It's a bad thing I had my arm around my girlfriend in the theater.
No, no, not bad that you had your arm around your girlfriend in the theater.
And it's bad
that
when
you
were
at your girlfriend 24/7. It's like, oh, look at everybody. I am peeing on her. She is mine. Don't touch. Don't look at her. She's mine. She's with me.
Could it have anything to do with the fact that I love her and want to always hold her?
Do you see anybody else doing that in public 24/7?
Now that I've got a girlfriend, I'm not paying attention to anybody else. I don't have
okay,
to.
Okay, so when you... When you didn't have a girlfriend, did you notice that?
I noticed it enough to where I was jealous. I want a girlfriend to hold.
Oh. So when you saw that when you didn't have a girlfriend, it was, oh. And it made you uncomfortable.
It did not make me uncomfortable.
It made you sad.
It made me jealous.
Okay.
It's
so,
not like,
so now
oh,
it's
stop
now because
that.
You have a girlfriend, it's okay to make everyone else jealous?
Yes!
Yeah, oh. Oh, okay. No, it just, I don't know. To
Look,
me, and I don't care.
Like
I'm not jealous of...
It's not like we were making out or anything.
But
I just had my arm around her.
I think you do much more than
is
that.
It
you
wrong?
Just don't realize
is it.
Is
it wrong that I'm proud of my girlfriend?
No, not at all.
And that I don't mind showing the world that I am a committed man?
It doesn't come across that way, Ben. It comes across
How
as...
How does it come across?
Don't touch her. Don't look at her. She is mine. She picked me.
Yeah?
Like... I'm so lucky, you're not. It seems really insecure, like, oh my gosh, if I take my hand off her for 1 second, someone's going to come and take her. I don't know, she's not completely
well, yeah.
out, but she does it back.
Yeah, because
she's
we're
not
crazy
here to defend herself,
so.
Yeah, but I've been crazy about people before, and you can go out in public and touch each other and still have that connection.
Do you know how weird that seems? That, oh, we're dating and, oh, we're in love, but we're not going to hold hands or put arms around.
No, I don't think that's weird at all. I mean, a little bit of PDA is fine, hand holding, things like
PDA.
That. But it's
I just had my arm around her.
And it's constant.
It wasn't like I was
rub
nibbling
your shoulder
on her neck.
And, like, brush her hair off of her face. Like, it's excessive.
Oh, no, I brushed the hair off her face. Oh, my God. It's like I'm having sex with her in the middle of the bar.
Practically.
My girlfriend has very long hair, and it gets everywhere. And, yes, every so often I will brush something away.
What the hell did she ever do without you?
For your information, she likes that I groom her.
Oh,
I like
good.
That she grooms me.
good. Well, like I said, she's not off the hook because she does it too. But you guys are like that obnoxious couple.
We're not trying to be
and
obnoxious.
And I say that with love. I say that. Say it with love.
No, I realize that, but I'm not. It's not like we agreed beforehand. Like we're gonna screw with everybody's heads. We're never gonna not be in contact with each other.
No, and again, that's totally fine. Again, it's just excessive, over the top.
How is it over the top of when
I've never seen someone as excessive as you.
Sitting in a bar booth, and me and my girlfriend are on the same side. What am I supposed to be? How far away am I supposed to be? 2 inches away? 6 inches away? A foot? I'm putting my arm around her.
You don't need to be petting each other. I think you're undermining the situation here. Putting your arm around someone is one thing. Petting them is another.
Petting? I was petting her? I was scratching her back.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
It's excessive. It's constant.
How is making my girlfriend more comfortable excessive? Why did the world care? For your information, my girlfriend very much enjoyed me scratching her back.
Well, good. Good. Next time I'm going to tell you to get a room.
So now scratching backs is so scandalous. There are sex ed teachers in Kansas that are refusing to tell students about that because scratching your back leads to gay sex. Don't even bother. How is scratching someone's back in a booth at a bar excessive?
Not that specifically is excessive because it's all the time. You're standing up next to each other. You're touching, you're petting each other.
I think it's adorable.
You guys, I've never seen you not touch her. When you're...
I'm sorry. I like her.
The funny thing is, yeah, and that's fine. That's so good. I don't think you realize you do this because now you're going to. Now you're going to be like, you're going to do something. You're going to be like, oh, I'm petting my girlfriend.
So is it a bad thing that I subconsciously want to hold my girlfriend?
No. But someday there will be an opportunity. We'll go out on a double date. I don't know when this will be or who this will be with, but I will do what you
imaginary
do.
Boyfriend.
You will be like, what is she doing?
No, you're going to do this stupid thing where you like exaggerate. And, oh,
I don't think
exactly
so.
What you'll do.
No, because I've already told you what you do is already over the top. So you might think I'm exaggerating, but I will just mirror you. I will do whatever you do. That's what I'll do.
I wish that upon you. I curse you with a boyfriend you love so much you never want to let him go. I curse you with
that. Oh, how dare you.
I can't believe I'm defending myself over.
I seem to recall.
Merely
and
showing
I'll be discreet here, and again, keeping in mind that not a lot of people listen to this, that there may be a certain couple out there that, if they even stand so much as 5 feet next to each other, you're like, ah.
Hmm?
I seem to recall. There is at least one couple out there that if they're
one, private conversation, two, one out of a billion.
Okay. So anyone else, it's fine.
Anyone else, it's perfectly fine.
Okay.
If you love the woman, I will mirror you sometimes. If you love the woman you're with, love her, hug her, squeeze her, never let her go.
That is from a musical. Did you know that?
I think it's from a blues song.
No, it's Some Enchanted Evening.
Some Enchanted Evening.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make out with your
Once
girlfriend in a bar.
Once you have found her, never let her go. And
yeah.
There's a couple other. Hug her, hold her,
so,
and sweet, whatever, yeah.
I apologize. I apologize
You're
for
wrong.
Putting my arm around my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
I'll just ask everyone
ask
to go to mirror you.
Shouldn't that be the advice? Shouldn't it be
no.
the advice that if you're married to someone, maybe put your arm around your wife? Put your arm
You're
around your girlfriend in a public place. Don't be afraid to show the world your affection. Oh, we're gonna make people uncomfortable. Why are you going? If I'm not going out with my girlfriend to see how people are reacting to me, I'm going out with my girlfriend to have a fun time with my girlfriend. Screw everybody else.
All right. Okay. What were you going to ask me?
No. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, it is.
And this is the first time in decades where I remembered to get a girlfriend.
Well, good. Good. I'm so glad. So glad you remembered finally. Are you getting her flowers?
So I'm just. Well, I don't know exactly what to do.
Okay.
Because. All I know from Valentine's Day is what I've seen from terrible sitcoms.
Hmm. Yeah.
And so I've learned from those sitcoms are don't schedule two dates on Valentine's Day at the same, because then you're going to be running back and forth between dates, and boy, he's going to the bathroom a lot, and then you switch ties for some reason because it's really important that this girlfriend see you in a red tie. And this girlfriend see you in a blue tie.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to have that problem.
And right, it's the advice I've gotten from sitcoms simply do not apply right now. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what do you do for Valentine's Day?
Okay. Well, one, definitely, I know how you love having discussions, but, you know, at least chat with the girlfriend and kind of see if she has any sort of expectations. Most girls will have expectations, and you will never meet them, and Valentine's Day is different. That's what I've experienced, knowing a bunch of girls. Personally, for me, because flowers and chocolates are so highly expensive that week of February, I would much rather be surprised some other time of the year with, you know, surprise flowers or surprise chocolates.
So you're saying is that I should either get her Christmas candy, which is probably much cheaper.
No.
Or have Valentine's Day on February the 16th.
Honestly, Ben, if she wants to go out for a fancy dinner and you haven't already made reservations, you're screwed.
I'm screwed, yeah.
Yes, because normally that's you need to plan that out in December. It's 2 weeks pretty much till Valentine's Day. You could certainly try, but, I mean, you're not getting fancy reservations. You could take her to White Castle. They take reservations on Valentine's Day.
White room. isn't there a formula? I'm trying to remember if I remember stand-up comedian. There's a formula for how long after a relationship you start to recover. But I'm trying to think if there's a formula of how far ahead do you plan something with your girlfriend based on how long you've been with each other. Because if I was supposed to make reservations for Valentine's Day back in December. Isn't that a little bit of hubris? Sorry, I just blew my nose. Isn't that a bit of hubris to assume that, we'll still be going out 3 months from now?
I would hope not, based on how frequently you two touch each other. But
you're never going to let me live that down.
No, I'm not.
We're going to touch each other more now.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible. One of the sweetest things that ever happened to me was when I started dating, one of my ex-wives, way long time ago. We had started dating in November. And in December, he even said, he's like, hey, Valentine's Day is coming up, so if you are kind of expecting something fancy, I need to plan that now. So I thought that was really sweet. But shortly after that, we were in his car, and he had his calendar out. And he referenced the day we started dating, and he moved forward a year in his calendar, and he's like, I've been dating Kat Liddy 1 year today, and put that up. Like, that was so sweet. I'm like, okay. I mean, if you plan to be in this for the long haul, you should be planning things ahead of time.
Oh, I am now.
Right.
But there's that
Valentine's Day.
I'll be honest. It wasn't a major factor, but when going out with someone, there is a fear of starting to date them right before their birthday, because you don't know, you know, what kind of gift. Am I committed to getting a gift? We've only been seeing each other so much. I barely know this woman. You want to do it just outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas enough to where it's not awkward. Yeah, you want to be in a long enough relationship where Valentine's Day actually means something. And so I think, you know, getting a girlfriend at the end of August is a great idea.
I'm a strong advocate for, even if you're not romantically interested in someone or dating someone, on Valentine's Day, ask a girl who doesn't have a date out for dinner. It doesn't have to be romantic, but it's really sweet, and it'll give her a good memory of the day. Like, again, I call Valentine's Day Singles Awareness Day. Because I'm very aware I'm single on Valentine's Day.
The day has been imbued with so much schlocky romanticism. Unfortunately, anytime you do something, the expectations are above what you just did. And so it feels like that Valentine's Day was perfectly purposely built. That no matter what the guy did, well, he didn't do this.
Okay, here's my this is for Ben advice. And it's actually not a bad advice for other people dating, too. Here's what you do for Valentine's Day. Some flowers. And you cook a very nice home-cooked dinner that day and invite her over for a candlelit romantic dinner that you have made yourself. And I know you can do that because I know you can cook.
Valentine's Day is a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. You're not going to get a fancy restaurant reservation now. Like, it's...
No, I realize that.
The
but
most romantic thing that you
cook.
Can do. Well, you've got some time. Tomorrow.
What I'm trying to figure out is, would it be better if I went over to her place?
And cooked it there?
Well, par cook it here and then finish it off there.
That's fine. That's fine as well. Either way. There's no right or wrong.
I just got to figure out. Got to figure out.
I would say bring chocolate-covered strawberries, because those are fantastic, and I really want one right now.
Well, and I'm well aware of how much my girlfriend loves chocolate.
Well, then there you go. Does she like strawberries?
Yes.
You hesitated.
I saw a recipe. I saw a photo of a bisected dessert, and what it was a strawberry with the stem pulled out, and in its void, piped in cream cheese cake. There would basically we make with the cheesecake. So cheesecake filling in the strawberry, little crumbled up graham cracker stuff on top, dipped in chocolate if you wish.
You're capable of doing that. I would suggest doing it, but I would think most people are not that capable.
I'm a really good cook.
Oh, well, there you go. We could have had
I'm a crazy
that.
Good
I could have
cook.
Found you a girlfriend a long time ago.
Is that what women are looking for?
Oh, yeah. You can cook. Sign me up.
So, I can cook. I'm thawing out some food right now.
Well, I don't
want to
date
for
you.
Dinner. I have a girlfriend. I thought I made that abundantly obvious.
Oh, I thought we signed you up for invisiblegirlfriend.com. My bad.
No, she is very much visible.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Yeah, I know.
I'm surprised at how bothered by Mike Sainz's affection you are.
Bothered isn't the right word. Again, I just don't think you realize how often you do it and how not it's because I love her so much and how much it's I'm insecure, please don't look at my girlfriend, she's all mine, it seems.
So you're assuming, well, that might work. That would be an excellent explanation, except those signs of affections are being reciprocated.
Right. Like I said, I understand it from you. I don't understand it from her.
Is there something that she's doing it? She's putting her arm around me and scratching my back because she's self-conscious? Or...
No, like I said, I think you do it because you're self-conscious. I don't understand her side of it. I don't understand why she does it. Other than she likes you, and I get that. But again, that's
you
it's
bring
not,
it up.
I never see it in public. I don't see a lot of touchy-touchy in public.
You were right. This is something I do.
Mm-hmm.
I never have really thought about it before. But now that I think about it,
then.
I don't do it. I'm not doing it because I want people to see, hey, look at me, I got a girlfriend. It's because I like her. And
right.
I want to have my arm around her. It's simple as that.
Glad we got that resolved. I'm still going to mirror you.
Go
I'm
for
so
it.
So excited to
go
do
nuts.
It. I can't wait.
Go nuts. Because you're not going to embarrass me.
No, I know. No, like I said, it's not embarrassing. It's not bothersome. It's just what it is. But it's just interesting. And I didn't think you realized you did it as much as you do.
I think it's, do couples genuinely worry about what, like, that seems what it. Let me try to phrase this. I notice that couples, when they finally become a couple,
mm-hmm.
will start like feeling lonely together, and start trying to find other couples to hang out with, and so you
mm-hmm.
as a couple start dating other couples, and it's super weird. Is there a moment?
Oh,
is there just,
to
is there
the
just
other?
A moment in a? So, if I, as a single man, were self-conscious, finally get a girlfriend, is there some point at which us as a couple become self-conscious or couple-conscious and start worrying about what the world thinks of our relationship?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been in
that
place.
I mean, is
that
the natural progression of a long-term relationship?
I don't know. That's a good topic for next week, I think. I got a show to get to.
And
Rupert Kyle Tatum is waiting.
Screw this show. I got tickets.
Yeah. Again, if you would like to come, I will kick Rupert Kyle Tatum to the curb for tonight.
No, I'm good.
Maybe
I got work to
week.
Do. I've already seen this show this year.
Anyway, next week
and the
somewhere.
The last show you had me go to, meh.
Well, I know, but this one you at least know it's good.
Yeah, I know. It's very good.
Okay. Well, I've never seen it, so I'm very excited. But anyway, next week we will
be somewhere,
hopefully at the normal time, but check out Twitter for that. If you're listening, again, live, not live, use hashtag MeowCast and let them know if it's annoying or not when couples are pawing all over each other in public. See you next week.